Here's some additional information you might need to know. A small percentage of people sometimes experience a feeling of spinning or swaying while in an altered state, especially toward the end of the induction. Now, there is nothing to fear. You are probably attempting to leave your body and astrally project. To stop the effect, simply give yourself the strong command, stabilize. You're always in control in an altered state. You just have to remember to take the control when you need to. On rare occasions, someone will awaken from meditation with a headache that feels like a tight band around the forehead. Although somewhat uncomfortable, it is not a matter for concern and will usually disappear within 30 minutes. The ache can be the result of anxiety about the altered state experience. But many metaphysicians feel it's the result of third eye activity and indicates psychic awakening. Regular use of altered state techniques often results in an expansion of extrasensory perception, even when the subject isn't trying to be psychic. I've already discussed the power of creative visualization as a mind-programming tool. I use the technique in the Zen mind-programming meditation, and I suggest that you use it if you decide to use meditation for programming purposes. These little mental movies are a fantasy of your own creation. The fantasy programs the subconscious mind, because the subconscious can't tell the difference between fantasy and reality. You're the producer, the director, and the actor. You use other people in your movies, but as the director, you control their words, actions, and reactions. You film this movie exactly the way you would like to create your own reality. The key to successful programming is to make the mental movie as real as possible. See it with your inner eyes. Feel and sense everything that's happening. Your emotions and the reactions of others who are observing your victory or accomplishments. Note their facial expressions and other small details. Create the environment just as you would if you were actually producing a movie. The movie always shows you achieving your objectives, viewing them as an already accomplished fact. Now, this is very important. By seeing your goals as already accomplished, your subconscious is able to fully comprehend the goal and immediately begin to work towards manifesting the reality. Because you're controlling all communications while in the altered state, you maximize your programming power. Now, here are some examples of weight loss visualizations. First, you see yourself stepping on the scale after your morning shower, and you watch the dial swing, slow down, and then stop at your desired weight. You hear yourself exclaim with delight. See the smile on your face. Feel the elation as you toss on your robe and run down the hall to tell your mate of your accomplishment. Next, you create his positive reactions, and so on. Okay, here's another visualization. You're a woman and you're shopping. You run into a friend that you haven't seen for a long time. Your friend is amazed at your thin body and proceeds to tell you so. Create the rest of the dialogue and your reactions. And now here's a third visualization. You're in a clothing store and the saleswoman asks what size you wear. You respond with your ideal dress size. Then, you try on the dress and realize it's a perfect fit. The sales lady compliments you on your figure. You get the idea. Make up different visualizations, mental movies. Run one today and another tomorrow, varying them and producing new ones to fit your situation and goal. And keep in mind, you're limited only by your belief system. If you've listened to and explored each of the previous sessions, you now have considerable understanding. I suggest that you go back and listen to the sessions again and again. Each time you do, you'll get a little more out of them, and you'll come closer to viewing life through Zen eyes. Use Session 9, Zen Mind Programming Meditation, on a regular basis, at least 3 or 4 times a week. After about 3 weeks, you'll start to notice changes in the way you relate to others and to your world in general. But whatever you do, keep using it regularly for many months, until the ideas become part of who you really are. And even then, review it often. Also, I hope you'll listen to Session 10, Zen Sleep Programming, regularly to support the Mind Programming Meditation. Now, the last session, Session 12, I'm calling Sitting Meditation. But this is a little misleading, because it really isn't a Zazen session, and you can experience it lying down if you prefer. I begin with a body relaxation and an altered state induction. Of course, you can skip ahead of the induction and simply listen to the music if you want to listen while practicing classic Zazen. At the end of the 30-minute session, I count you awake with positive suggestions. Now, between the relaxation induction and the awakening, you'll hear only soothing music. So how you use the time between is up to you. And now, what is, I've used up all the time I have. As parting words, I'd like to point out that Zen is a living experience. Zen teachings are often compared to a finger pointing at the moon. The finger is not the moon, and the teachings are not Zen. The teachings cannot really be communicated with words. To see the moon, you must stop looking at the pointing finger. And, as you'll come to understand, Zen teachings are best understood once they're abandoned. Good luck and happy self-mastery.